struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Patrick on the line.
You will not give me me lucky charms?
I see we're going to see Patrick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Patrick. Apparently, St. Patrick wants some booty.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants some booty.
Yeah, yeah. That's good stuff right there.
Unless you know Patrick does want some booty.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so Patrick, tell us about said booty. How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do? Did you get some?
Did you get ours?
Yeah, did you get some? Yeah, did you get some of that treasure chest at the end of the date?
Not exactly. So I met Lynette on Coffee Meets Bagel. My idea was for us to go to a paint and sip. I mean, those are really fun, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I love it.
I actually love painting, and she likes to do creative things. So I was like, this is the perfect thing. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm not going to fake the funk here. What is a paint and sip?
Sounds like a nightmare.
So, like, you paint a painting and...
An actual painting?
Right. So,
like ceramics.
There's an instructor in the front of the room, and they have a painting that they already made, but they're going to teach you how to make it, that particular painting.
That's not the one with the naked model in the frame.
No, I need to see some live nudies if I want to do it.
Preferably a female, but
yeah. Who doesn't like me a good man every now and again? Looking at that, I was like, gosh dang, you got a bigger brush. You got to do some thick strokes.
You can pick actually which night you want to go, because they have different paintings for every night. So they'll be like, oh, I want to go to this night because it has that.
The sip means you can sip on some wine.
Some wine. Sometimes they do like liquor.
Oh, wow.
Like mojitos or something.
You'd be over there like, damn girl, I'm going to have a sip in.
I'd be strong.
Yeah. Give me a nice Pinot Noir.
I'll be making my stick figure. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys did paint and sip.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a good time. And I thought we did have a great time. I mean, I even gave her my painting at the end of the thing. I thought it was a nice little gesture, you know? And I've tried calling her back a few times, and she's just not picking up. And I'm kind of wondering what's up.
Oh.
Did you guys have a male or a female
model?
Oh, wait, no. It's a painting of a painting. They show you the painting and you try to basically copy the painting.
Well, basically, there's an instructor who shows you how to do it while you're doing it. So you do it.
Yeah, they give step by step instructions.
Oh, okay. Was he a white guy with a brown afro?
Or a Popolo guy sitting by the bed.
No, you're talking about the white guy. You know what makes him look all
easy. Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
The happy trees. Give me some happy trees.
I watched the documentary on Bob Ross.
I did too, sadly.
Oh, it's devastating.
Yeah. Poor guy.
His poor family.
So much people is making money off of his likeness.
Yeah, anything that's got Bob Ross's name doesn't go to Bob Ross's family or Bob Ross or the estate. So wait, did you have a dude with a brown afro or not as your instructor? I mean, maybe, you know, women found him very attractive. Bob Ross got some back in the day, to my recollection, according to the documentary.
That's because the hair was very attractive.
Yeah, because, he got a little sample into what's going to be going on.
Yeah, because the carpet got to match the drapes, bro.
Oh, my God.
Rub tough and stubborn.
All
right. What was the girl's name, Patrick?
Lynette.
Okay. And nothing bad happened. Like, you weren't rude or you weren't judgmental of her painting, per se. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she did, like, offer. She's like, let's go to the bar. She was like, you want some liquor? And I was like, liquor? I hardly know her.
Okay, cool. Well, Patrick, we're gonna keep your jokes to yourself, and we're gonna give Lynette a call. If you don't mind, stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get y'all reconnected. Okay,
sounds good. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, you dropping this? You taking a shit or what?
I'll put me right now.
I'm sorry, I feel like we caught you mid-push.
Yes.
Mid-push of the two-ski. Is this Lynette?
Yes.
Hey, Lynette, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
Hey, how's it?
MJ over there.
Aloha.
Good morning,
Lynette. Gonna make you sweat.
For me to poop on.
How's it going, Lynette? Sorry, I'm trying to find the appropriate one that I really, really want. Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Are you ready? You ready? MJ's our favorite commercial of all time.
Oh, yes.
I'm pooping right now.
It was a fiber commercial for women.
Yeah.
So women should not be embarrassed of pooping.
No.
And it goes straight to, like, apparently only minority women poop. Because it was all minority women. In the commercial. Yeah. It's just like, I like to poop. I love dropping a two-ski.
Yeah,
who doesn't love dropping a big one? And then it goes to, like, the African-American girl, and she's like,
I'm pooping right now.
And we're like, what?
Why
even got a little Asian dainty one. She's like, oh, I love dropping a little poop every now and again. Who doesn't like a little shit?
Something about my pooping right now. This is great.
Are you pooping right now?
We're
was
not
our question.
It was a genuine
question
like
at the beginning of our conversation. It sounded like you were mid struggle.
I want to now.
Okay, I don't blame you. Go ahead.
I'm pooping right now.
Okay, well, let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. You're probably going to say no, but can we keep this conversation going?
I would have doubted it.
Let's go.
Okay, Lynette, we're calling for a reason. There's this guy, you met him on a dating app, coffee and something or another, and the bagel and meeting up or whatever. Yeah, and then he took you to Paint and Sip. Is that right, MJ?
A penis sip?
Yeah.
Paint and sip.
Sometimes you just sip a penis. That's all good.
Got any volunteers? I'm right here. No, do you know what we're talking about, Lynette?
Patrick the Painter.
Patrick the Painter?
The PP.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I know you guys went to Paint and Sip. Is he, like, very talented at painting, or?
He paints a lot, and he knows that I like creative stuff, so we were, like, getting there early. We drank some wine, having a good time. We had a nice conversation prior to the painting thing, and I guess the night that he picked was mermaid night.
Oh, okay. So you guys were going to paint a mermaid.
So the instructor was starting with the painting. We were all taking our time, and, like, we were really having fun. We were laughing a lot, and we were almost done with the painting, but he was being really weird. He wouldn't let me see what he was painting, and he's like, it's a surprise. So at the very end, he told me that it was a painting of me as a mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, it must have been nice.
Was it a naked
if he's a
mermaid?
Painter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Did you look like a busty Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was disgusted. Is that actually supposed to be me? I swear, it looked more like Aquaman.
What?
Than me. Like,
Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Merman. Yeah, it was great.
Do you have the scar through the eyebrow and everything?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I had brown hair. So instead of, like, blonde hair that the instructor painted, he made his with brown hair. There were even sideburns.
Wait, he gave you sideburns.
And a mustache on my mermaid version of myself.
Oh my gosh.
No shame, bud. Yeah, bud.
Hey, sister, we're about 8 months away from No Shave November. You got some time.
Yeah, well, like, I was also, like, way thicker and furrier than I am in real life. But everything else is amazing.
Aside from your man muscles, no neck, your mustache, sideburns, and the scar through your eyebrow.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's me, bro.
So I was like, so wait a minute. Like, you really think that this looks like me? And he's like, yeah, you have a little bit of all of that, and it doesn't turn me off. I like it. And
oh my god.
Like, it's also fluffy and furry. And he's like, I like my women a little thick and a little bit of peach fuzz is nice. Like,
oh my god.
Great. So he made any kind of hair that you have on your face thick and furry.
I am so insecure at this point. And I'm like, did he really see me this way? So, like, I was so humiliated and turned off. But he really thought he was being cute and sweet. And he thought he was winning the night by giving me this painting. But I got to tell you, I went home and I threw that away.
I went home and shaved.
I went home and I just took, like, an electrolysis to me. I'm like,
yes. Just get that hair.
Got to get that little whisker. Oh, there's a little chin one.
Yes.
That sideburn's going low.
Nobody even wanted it at Goodwill. I mean, it was like, no, we're not even going to make this a conversation starter.
Wow.
Nice guy, but it did not look like me.
Maybe he doesn't know how to paint women.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always just a bad idea, whether it's a first date or a 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Bearing in mind that you're not a very talented artist.
Yeah.
Because they always come out and be like, hey, baby, this is what I think of you.
Oh, yes. My God. You know,
it's like, what do you think, painting?
Yeah.
It's one night, too. Like, I can't imagine. Like, if it was the next night, it would have been the liquor night. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what I would have looked like.
You would have had an extra dorsal fin or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Lynette. I hate to put you in this position, but Patrick is on the other line. Mm. He had called us to call you. He was wondering why you weren't getting back to him.
Yeah.
Patrick, man, that is always a no-no.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you, even beyond second date updates, how many horror stories I've heard about people painting or drawing or doing some kind of image of their date or partner.
Yeah.
And they come out looking like
hash. Yeah. So, Patrick, I see you're into men, huh?
Yeah. I like my women furry and thick.
With sideburns and mustache.
First thing I want to ask here, you actually threw the painting away that I painted for you?
She donated it. It went to a good cause.
Yeah, good one, she said.
Someone who likes Star Wars abstract art.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I just, no way.
Listen, I didn't mean to offend you. All I was doing was an interpretation of what I saw. That's what I see when I look at you. I really think that you are a very attractive, beautiful woman. I really enjoyed our time together. I mean, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, you just need a little electrolysis. a little electronic hair removal. Other than that, you're great, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like a dude until then, but once you get past a Super Mario mustache.
Yeah, it was a lot of mustache.
For who you are. And I love it. Like I said, you're a gorgeous woman, head to toe. And I thought the date went really well.
Hair follic to hair follic.
Yes,
you're beautiful.
You know, I would have actually liked that date. Even though the painting didn't come out,
if he painted you with a mustache and sideburns.
Yeah, yes, I'd be like, okay, I would just take it funny, you know, like, whatever.
But what if he meant it sincerely and not as a funny, like, this is how I see you.
This is how I see you.
Well, then I would go and shave.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, yes.
You have a complex from then on.
But, yeah, I mean, I thought that was a really cute date, for sure.
Well, I mean, aside from him painting her, like, she looks like Lynette Chewbacca.
Like
a Wookiee.
Right?
So, here, you be Patrick, I'll be Lynette, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's such a fun date. Can I see your painting? Okay. Oh, wow. What the hell? Why do I look like you?
In my mind, that's what was going through his mind. He's just looking like, damn, girl, you furry, but I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, Lynette, was it as bad as you're depicting it? And I get it. Like, if someone were to draw a picture of me,
mm-hmm.
kind of be like, wow, is this really how you look at me? But it's usually a lot worse in your eyes because mm-hmm. it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally confused if I actually look like that or if that's how you see me. I just don't really know.
Maybe that's how he wants to see you. And he wants you to grow it all out.
And, like, the tail. I didn't even talk about the tail. It was so chubby. Like, no.
No, he gave you a fat tail, too, bro. He needed to find a fat fish to flex on.
Flex on fat fish.
Like, I don't understand why you're making such a big deal out of the facial hair, because that was just sort of an afterthought. I mean, I was really focused on making your boobs look good, which they do.
Oh, Patrick.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you just got to make sure the scales cover the rest of Well, Patrick, let's go straight for the question. Hate to make it awkward for Lynette, but do you think she's really that hairy?
No, like I said, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just painting what I saw, and I wasn't trying to hide any flaws or anything like that. And I didn't even really think that much of it, to be honest with you.
You know what? I paint, so I know that sometimes maybe a little bit of shading
mm-hmm.
could cause the look of mustache and sideburns.
So 5 o'clock, you know, shadow going on.
Maybe it's the way that
it was
shaded.
A nighttime sipping paint or whatever they call it. It was a 9:30 shadow.
Yeah,
9:30 p.m. shadow. Well, Patrick, were you trying to accomplish shading like MJ was saying, and perhaps it was interpreted by Lynette as being hair?
I mean, yeah, that's the great thing about art, is that it's not perfect.
When you put the dark speckles on her upper lip and next to her ears, was the intention of it being a shadow or being woman fur?
Maybe it was the lighting in the place. I painted what I saw.
Were you trying to remind her she got to shave?
He wasn't making fun of me. Like, it didn't look like he was making fun of me. So, like, it didn't seem like it was mean. It was sweet. It was really sweet.
It was very sweet. It was aside from the fact sweet. That you had a stash in and Jason Priestley sideburns from 90210.
Thank you very much.
Like, how far down did your sideburns go, just out of curiosity, Lynette, on this painting?
They were really kind of like mutton chops, I guess.
Oh, wow.
So he gave you Elvis Presley sideburns.
I'm kind of tempted to see how many other paintings have been donated.
All right. In Patrick's defense, two things that come to mind. Number one is he's honest. Everybody's looking for a partner that is honest.
Yes.
You know, I would rather someone just tell me what's up versus be passive aggressive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes,
yeah. Right.
Regardless of how he painted you or what his depiction of you was on that painting, in his eyes, you are beautiful.
Yes.
All that matters to me is the partner and the person that I am with sees me as one of the most beautiful people in her eyes.
Yes.
That's why I love my wife.
Yes. Yeah. Joe tells me the same thing too at night. He's like, that's why I love you, Kill. You shave. Yeah. You're a little hairless for a guy, and I dig that about you.
Nice.
Yes. Look, he finds you attractive. Was his painting accurate? Well, that's the beauty behind art.
Yeah.
Right.
It's art is subjective.
Yes.
It is.
Right.
Very.
It depends what you take from it. But the most important thing is the artist, otherwise known as Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to depict nothing but beauty with a big-breasted mermaid.
Yes.
And a fat fin to flex on.
Yes.
When it comes to you. That being said, maybe we send you guys out for sushi dinner.
There you go.
So you're going to go from painting a fish to eating a fish.
That's right.
Yeah, you smell it.
Glad you caught that.
And you can use your chopstick, Patrick.
That's right. Yeah.
Instead of a paintbrush.
It can be chopsticks and sip.
Sorry that this happened. I really do like you. And I really hope that you give us another shot, you know?
I mean, as long as there's no painting of me involved, I'm down.
Whoa, whoa!
Oh!
Yeah!
Patrick, you are welcome, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, never paint another girl ever again.
Yeah. You guys saved me.
No worries. We got you, bro.
You got you.